Isaiah 30.
O rebellious children, says the Lord, who carry out a plan but not mine, who make an alliance but against my will, adding sin to sin, who set out to go down to Egypt without asking for my counsel, to take refuge in the protection of Pharaoh and to seek shelter in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore the protection of Pharaoh shall become your shame, and the shelter in the shadow of Egypt your humiliation. For though his officials are at Zoan, and his envoys reach Hanes, everyone comes to shame through a people that cannot profit them, that brings neither help nor profit, but shame and disgrace.
An oracle concerning the animals of the Negev.
Through a land of trouble and distress, of lioness and roaring lion, of viper and flying serpent, they carry their riches on the backs of donkeys, and their treasures on the humps of camels, to a people that cannot profit them. For Egypt's help is worthless and empty. Therefore I have called her, Rahab, who sits still. Go now, write it before them on a tablet, and inscribe it in a book, so that it may be for the time to come as a witness forever. For they are a rebellious people, faithless children. Children who will not hear the instruction of the Lord, who say to the seers,
Do not see,
and to the prophets,
Do not prophesy to us what is right. Speak to us smooth things. Prophesy illusions. Leave the way. Turn aside from the path. Let us hear no more about the Holy One of Israel.
Therefore thus says the Holy One of Israel,
Because you reject this word, and put your trust in oppression and deceit and rely on them. Therefore, this iniquity shall become for you like a break in a high wall, bulging out and about to collapse, whose crash comes suddenly in an instant. Its breaking is like that of a potter's vessel that is smashed so ruthlessly that among its fragments not a shard is found for taking fire from the hearth or dipping water out of the cistern.
For thus said the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel,
In returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength.
But you refused and said, No, we will flee upon horses. Therefore you shall flee, and we will ride upon swift steeds. Therefore your pursuers shall be swift. 1,000 shall flee at the threat of one. At the threat of 5, you shall flee until you are left like a flagstaff on the top of a mountain, like a signal on a hill. Therefore the Lord waits to be gracious to you. Therefore he will rise up to show mercy to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. Truly, O people in Zion, inhabitants of Jerusalem, you shall weep no more. He will surely be gracious to you at the sound of your cry. When he hears it, he will answer you. Though the Lord may give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teacher will not hide himself anymore, but your eyes shall see your teacher. And when you turn to the right or when you turn to the left, your ears shall hear a word behind you saying,
This is the way, walk in it.
Then you will defile your silver-covered idols and your gold-plated images. You will scatter them like filthy rags. You will say to them, Away with you! He will give rain for the seed with which you sow the ground, and grain the produce of the ground, which will be rich and plenteous. On that day, your cattle will graze in broad pastures, and the oxen and donkeys that till the ground will eat silage, which has been winnowed with shovel and fork. On every lofty mountain and every high hill there will be brooks running with water, on a day of the great slaughter when the towers fall. Moreover, the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be sevenfold, like the light of 7 days, on the day when the Lord binds up the injuries of his people and heals the wounds inflicted by his blow. See, the name of the Lord comes from far away, burning with his anger and in thick rising smoke. His lips are full of indignation and his tongue is like a devouring fire. His breath is like an overflowing stream that reaches up to the neck to sift the nations with the sieve of destruction and to place on the jaws of the peoples a bridle that leads them astray. You shall have a song as in the night when a holy festival is kept, and gladness of heart, as when one sets out to the sound of the flute, to go to the mountain of the Lord, to the rock of Israel. And the Lord will cause his majestic voice to be heard, and the descending blow of his arm to be seen in furious anger, and a flame of devouring fire, with a cloudburst and tempest and hailstones. The Assyrian will be terror-stricken at the voice of the Lord when he strikes with his rod. And every stroke of the staff of punishment that the Lord lays upon him will be to the sound of timbrels and lyres. Battling with brandished arm, he will fight with him. For his burning place has long been prepared. Truly it is made ready for the king, its pyre made deep and wide, with fire and wood in abundance. The breath of the Lord, like a stream of sulfur, kindles it.